Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Your sports station.
All right, welcome back. This is Fleetwood Mac, obviously, the chain. Mark Powell with the music today, part of Listener Appreciation Month. Todd Radom joins us now, and Todd, you heard all the wonderful things Lou Schweckheimer said about you.
Wow.
And I've looked at your resume. I think you deserve them.
Well, I'm going to be hiring Lou as my agent, so he will have dual
roles. I don't think you need an agent.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. But what a great night to be here with you guys and in beautiful Wichita. I'm very excited.
Well, you've been involved in this process now for a while.
Yes.
The logo, the marketing, the branding of this Wichita baseball team. And you've done this isn't your first rodeo.
That's
you've
right.
done this for a lot of organizations, leagues, halls of fame. What made this process interesting for you?
So I'll tell you what. I have been doing this for 30 years, and to your point, I've been down in the trenches with a lot of different projects, leagues, teams, events, everything from the Super Bowl on down. I'm going to tell you right now, this was the most immersive collaboration that I've ever been involved with. In a good way, this was a very deliberate process. It took place over a pretty long period of time. And I think that's a good thing because I think we've laid down a good foundation. And I think we will have gotten it right when you see where we came out the other end. So it was a really unique process.
What were you, because we don't know the name, we don't want to know, but what feeling or essence were you trying to capture with your logo? What message were you trying to send, you know, without naming it, obviously?
Yeah, I mean, I think Lou alluded to it. We live in a world where we are bombarded by fleeting impressions. What are we going to remember 5 minutes from now, much less 5 years from now, much less 30 years from now, as Lou referenced. So I think that the challenge here was, and the desire right out of the chute, was to come up with something that was going to have lasting value and that would be a part of this community for years to come. We're not looking to, no sugar rushes. We want a nice, nourishing diet, a good foundation to build on.
Todd Radom, our guest, a native of New York, and you, part of what you've designed, and there's too many to go through, but you had to be proud of the World Series this year, the Washington Nationals. You did work for them.
Yeah, I mean, I was part of the process when the Nationals, when the Montreal Expos moved to Washington in the fall of 2004, this frenzied process that this is a new team, they needed a logo, they needed a set of uniforms, and really, just a really unique situation in the sense that the last Major League Baseball team to have shifted cities was back in 1971 when the Senators moved to Texas. So the compressed time frame, the collaborative aspect of that, and the fact that you had to get it right because once the toothpaste is out of the tube, there's no putting it back in. It was a great moment to see the Nationals win the World Series, absolutely.
So we're at the point now where you see a creative sports logo. It's probably going to be you. More times than not, what was the logo for you that got you to that level? What kind of put you on the map? What was your breakthrough design?
That's a great question, and I've got to go all the way back to the beginning of the journey, and I always talk about this. Back when I broke in doing sports design, there was nobody doing it. We could have had a convention where it was five guys sitting around a table. I don't even know if we would have had Starbucks, but if there were Starbucks, it would have been there. And the world has really changed. It's an enormous profession. But my first professional job kind of brings me full circle to here tonight to Wichita. And it was the logo and uniform design for the Knoxville Smokies, AA franchise, affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, back in 1992 going into 93. So it's a long time ago.
I believe that Wichita Baseball highlighted that logo here on Twitter and Facebook recently, and it's tremendous.
Thank you. It's full circle.
You hit the ground running because that's a good one.
Thank you.
So when do you know you have the right brand, the right logo, When do you know it? Because you're an artist. You're probably your worst critic, I would guess.
Absolutely.
So do you ever feel comfortable? Do you ever feel confident?
I think that it is a process. And, again, especially with a collaborative process like this one, eventually you're going to get it, but it's built upon a bunch of failures. And it might take 3-4 rounds of things that are ultimately ripped up and tossed aside. But at a certain point, your due diligence, you've got hopefully good partners like I had here in Wichita, starting with Lou, down the line. And I think we got it right. But every success is predicated upon several distinct failures. It's just the way it is.
What are the trends right now in designing logos? I imagine it changes all the time. And for something like this that has to be everlasting, probably different than like an all-star game where you're trying to capture like a singular moment or just even the time in general. So what is, I guess, popular now within designing logos?
I would say these days the only trend is no trend, and it has to do with several things. When going back 30 years ago, whatever that was, doing that identity for Knoxville, the joke back then was, well, you're making a logo. What is the most bulletproof example of something that it's got to look good in? It would have been like a fax cover sheet. And how many people listening right now don't even know what a fax is, right? So I'll give you that. Now, logos have to be tiny little avatars. They're going to be huge on scoreboards all over the ballpark here in Wichita. So, you know, designing the trend, you really can't do it because we have no idea how we're going to be viewing this stuff. Again, 5 years, much less 30 years.
Todd Radom is our guest. He was involved heavily in the design of the logo and the branding for Wichita baseball, which will be unveiled here in a little more than an hour. You've gone to a lot of these events over your lifetime to see your work kind of presented to people. Do you get nervous about it? Well, this has been a hot topic here in Wichita.
Yeah,
are they going to name this team? What's everything going to look like?
I will say this. I think the nervousness gets baked out early in the process. After the 65th meeting where we are debating the merits or lack thereof of a certain color or one of the names. Again, this was such a long, deliberate process that I think we did our due diligence. I think we got it right. And I'll come back to you in a couple hours, but I really do believe that it's going to be embraced by the community. I hope so, because you're going to have it for a long time. But I think we got it right.
So I was at the NCAA tournament in Los Angeles in 2013. Wichita State was there at the hotel, and Ice Cube was there. But I'm not going to go up to Ice Cube. But I assume you've met him because you did Big Three logos, jersey design, pretty much everything. What's Ice Cube like? What did I miss that night in
LA? I'll tell you what, and after we're done, I'll show you my phone. But literally, I communicate with Ice Cube more than anyone in my life, except for my wife, and that would include my two daughters. So you talk about
that
collaborative process. Cube is great. He is a creative guy. He looks at all the angles. He is not opinionated at all. It's interesting, too, not many people realize this, but when Cube was a very young man, right before NWA took off, He went to college for a little while to study to become an architectural draftsman.
Wow.
Ice Cube, architectural
Holy
draftsman,
cow.
T-squares, stuff like this. So if he and I have a discussion about how does this thing look in a negative space, or this looks like it's too big in proportion to something else, he's coming by this pretty naturally. He's an awesome guy. Love working with the guy. And, you know, regardless of star power, he's a good man.
I'll show you my phone, too. It's just my friend's. So. No Ice Cube.
Humble brag. I'm sorry.
We're talking with Todd Radom. He's in Wichita for the unveiling of the name, logo, branding of Wichita Baseball 2020. So I'm just curious, and again, we're not giving anything away, but how many sets of uniforms is this ball club going to have?
There will be several sets of uniforms.
Several sets.
How about the word several?
I like that. That's
two. Yeah, several. And I think that, keep in mind the fact that we have an opportunity here, and this is part of the minor league baseball landscape, to have brand expression within a brand. Okay? You can pivot a little bit, and you can come up with special day jerseys, celebrate pieces of the community on a certain day. But what we're coming out of the chute with here tonight, I think it's pretty solid, and this becomes the foundation for the look of the team.
You've done so many great sports logos. What's the one logo out there for a major league franchise, baseball, NFL, NBA, hockey, that you wish you'd done?
Wow, I have kind of done I'm not going to say I've done everything and everything, but when you talk about events, and you certainly alluded to, you know, an All-Star game is a moment in time. It comes and it goes. I've done the Super Bowl. I've done World Series. I've done NBA, MLB All-Star games. I've collaborated with people on Final Four, Stanley Cup, stuff like this. So there's something left out there. And everyone really is special. It really is. And they speak to a certain moment in time in my career, and it's been a long one. I'm very lucky to have had people like Lou and these people to collaborate with. So I'll know it when I see it.
So we're writers, and I know there's a fear of, like, putting stuff out into the world. Did I get this right? Is everything factually correct for us? I don't know if there's as much of that for you, because it's probably a much longer process and you go through a lot of quality assurance. But have you ever had that feeling like, man, I'm kind of scared to put this one out there just because of whatever, just my work? It's a vulnerable thing.
I think, like, right now we're standing on the precipice of something. We're about to jump over the cliff. But I'll give you an Ice Cube quote. Burn the ships, because there's no going back.
He says that a lot.
No, it's here. It's here whether you want it to be or not. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic work. Before we let you go, you're a native New Yorker.
Yeah.
Still live there, around New York City, right?
Yep.
But you're a Boston Red Sox fan. I think you owe everyone an explanation.
It deserves an explanation. I grew up in Yonkers, New York, 10 miles north of Yankee Stadium. But when I was a kid, we used to go out to the far east end of Long Island, and it was one of these deals where my father would go back and work during the week, and I'm out there with my mother and my brother. And back in the olden days, there were about three TV stations out there, before cable, anything like that. Well, one of these three TV stations, as an eight-year-old kid, broadcast Boston Red Sox games from across Long Island Sound from Lou's native Rhode Island. And I became a Boston Red Sox fan, a diehard in the 70s, growing up where I did. And I took a lot of, I'm not going to use the word, but we can only imagine what it would have been like.
I kind of know where you're going.
Surrounded by Yankee fans, including my own father. And
he was a traitor, too. I'm a Cardinals fan. He's an Indians fan.
But it's not like they have a long-term rivalry or anything.
No, I mean, you know.
It just kind of happened.
Right. And, you know, intensity and all that. But anyway, I stuck with my team, and I was proudly rewarded with having been there for the 2004 World Series. In St. Louis, I'm sorry. But St. Louis was awesome. Fans were great. And, you know, it's a testament to the power of baseball.
That was a beatdown.
Yeah,
I
mean,
want to talk about that.
But listen, such a great history there, too.
Yeah.
One last thought. I mean, you talk about that kind of thing. Baseball, somebody once said that you know, it's a marathon. There's such a commitment to being a baseball fan. It's different from being a football fan. And part of what your community is going to witness going forward, which you've had in the past, but being part of that for all these games a year, what an amazing, rewarding thing to be a fan.
And birds on the bat is, you're an art. It doesn't get any better than that.
I mean,
right?
You know, I wrote a book called Winning Ugly,
right?
the visual history of the ugliest baseball uniforms in history. Cardinals are right there at the top, Tigers, Yankees, Red Sox. There is nothing better, and they value that visual heritage in a way I think that no other club does.
Well, you're fun to talk to. We hope to get you back on the show at some point.
That'd be awesome.
I would love to do it.
Great work, although we haven't seen it, but we're going to go ahead and take it for granted that you've done a great job here. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, guys. It was great speaking with you.
All right, there you go. We are talking Wichita baseball wall to wall on the show today. That was Todd Radom. Next, we'll talk with Miami Marlins Director of Player Development, Dick Scott. He joins us after the break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.